Hallelujah. So we praise God again for every single one, and many, many more have come on the line tonight. And we thank you for just tuning in to the Dream Team prayer line. So tonight, we're going to be talking about genuine joy. Genuine joy. Not fake joy. Not sometimes joy, but we're talking about genuine joy. You know, we're living in the time now when there's so much going on, let alone it's Christmas season upon us. Not everybody is going to be happy. And, you know, some people are happy because they got plenty of money or they got a job, everybody's well or whatever, all their needs are being met. But we're talking about genuine joy. What happened when all that is gone? Praise God. So in Philippians 4:4, says, rejoice in the Lord always. That's what Paul's saying, always. And then he tells us again, he says, I say, rejoice. See, genuine joy comes from the Lord. Rejoicing in the Lord means knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that you, knowing Jesus as your Lord, your Savior, and knowing him as a treasure. You know, in Matthew's, it says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So when you know that Jesus is ultimate in your life, he's Lord, he's master of your life, he's treasure. My God, even far above rubies or whatever gem. So that means if it's a treasure, if he's a treasure to you, he's dear to your heart. Oh, yes. It means he gives us, when you've got this kind of genuine joy, he gives us a deeper, a purer, a more sweeter joy, more lasting pleasure and gladness than anything this world has to offer. That's genuine joy, real joy, joy that rejoices even in the times of trouble, hard times or whatever. Sometimes we have valley experiences. Oh, yes, every one of us at some point in our lives, you will have a valley experience. I mean, the things that just come into your life that just seem to crush you, but it doesn't have to destroy you, because when you have the joy of the Lord, you have strength. Say amen to that. See, God's joy is not motivated by circumstances in life, for they are always changing. Circumstances are changing. Some people have what I like to call it circumstantial joy. In other words, you're like a yo-yo. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, sometimes almost leveled to the ground. Lord, have mercy. Help us not to have that kind of joy. But tonight, I want to concentrate on genuine joy, that joy that God provides. Rejoicing in the Lord, see, it provides an unchanging source of peace. Unchanging. You can count on it. It's there. It's that peace that God gives. Faithfulness, happiness, and contentment. While circumstances of life are always changing, the Lord God is our constant rock. He's our constant fortress. We can depend on the Lord. Praise God. For God says, you know, I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Scripture tells us in Philippians that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So if you're going through a whatever type of valley experience, dark times, it's like a shadow, cloudy times in our lives sometimes, but you have that joy of the Lord that's everlasting. See, peace, Jesus says, I leave with you peace. He says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you, but let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God gives us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Genuine joy. So you might ask, say, how is it possible to rejoice in the Lord always, all the time, and everything while we're dealing with life's challenges? You know, challenges like it is, and they're very real. That the hurt is very real. The deep, sometimes sadness is very real. For example, death of a loved one, my God. lost your job, or you're involved in a terrible car accident. You've received disappointing report from the doctor, you know, and the list goes on and on. Maybe the children are not acting right. Maybe this one got sent home from school, whatever. But my God, he is able to help us to have sustained that joy. The scripture tells us in all things to give thanks, and not necessarily for all things, but he says in all things to give thanks. So Paul instructed the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord always. And he reminded them, even again, he says, I'm telling you, rejoice in the Lord. And that's purpose. That's a reason. That's the second time he's saying. Even though Paul was locked up in prison as he was writing many letters, but Paul's joy, it was not anchored in his circumstances, which was very real. My God, he's been through a lot, shipwrecked and left for dead and all of that. But Paul's joy was anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ, who he knew would never disappoint him, and he will surely deliver him. Whatever dilemma he found himself in, he knew God would deliver. Now, in other words, that's why he could say, I know in whom I believe. And that's what God wants us to have, this kind of joy, this deep joy, this joy that's pure, this joy that can't be watered down. Hallelujah. You can't destroy this kind of joy. You can talk about me, you can criticize me, and you can spread my name everywhere, or all kinds of things. Seems like the rug is pulled from under you. But yet, when you got the real joy, when you got genuine joy of the Lord, you can make it. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. You may say, well, how? Tell me how. Well, Romans 5 tells us a little bit. It says, by whom also, see, we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand. Right now we're saved. Right now we stand every day, and we make it every day. We live every day by the grace of God, the grace and the mercy of God. And so he's saying, by whom also we all have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope, hope of the glory of God. And then it goes on to say, and not only that, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and then patience experience, and then experience works hope. And the scripture says, and hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God. Hallelujah. You say the love of God. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Isn't that powerful? See, Jesus said to the disciples, he says, I'm going away. I got to go away. He said, but I will send another comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says that, yes, we have hope. We're going through all these things. We're going through the tribulation, but it ain't going to get us down. We're going through disappointment. We've been through all of these things, but because of the love of God that's shed abroad on in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. See, it doesn't depend upon man or the promises of man, because sometimes man will promise you something and never come through with it. What if our joy depended on man providing us joy? Well, there are sometimes that we would be leveled to the ground, or we can't even know that, hey, that he's going to show up. But we don't have to worry about that, because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the third person in the Godhead, hallelujah, he said he is there to shed the love of God on our hearts. And with the love of God, we know we can stand. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to read a little bit tonight. In the book of Acts, we're talking about genuine joy. Let me tell you, the disciples and the apostles and all, they went through a lot. they went through so much so that they were ministering the word of God to the high priests and the council and all of that. They got upset with them. They didn't like them. They charged them and said, listen, I don't want you to preach no more in that name of Jesus at all. But they kept on, they continued to preach. And they were even put on, in prison. They were in prison, but didn't God send an angel that during the night watch and just unlocked the door and let them out? And then, you know, this is getting back to where I was getting ready to minister, that says that these men that you put in jail and you locked up and you told don't speak anymore in that name, Jesus, guess what? They're in the temple. They're standing right here. They're doing it. So the officers and the high priests and all those, you know, the Pharisees, these religious people, said, you know, I want you to bring them here. So this is where I'm going to start. Acts, the 5th chapter, the 27th verse. And I may jump around to a few other verses, but I'm going to start there. I kind of gave you a little bit of a foundation as to what's going on here. All right. It says, and when they had brought them, meaning Peter and the other apostles, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you? Didn't we tell you not to preach any more, teach or preach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood. Because Peter, you know, he was always speaking up and all, and they did not like it. Well, here's Peter in the 29th verse speaking up again. The scripture says, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew, and you hung him on the tree. He says, him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses. That's what Peter's saying. That's what they're saying. We're the witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Praise God. And then it goes on to say in the verse 33. And see, when these captains and these officers, when they heard this, it says, when they heard that, they were cut to the heart. That means they got super mad and took counsel to slay them. And I'm going to jump down to verse 40. And it says, and to him that agreed when they were called the apostles, and they had beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. They whipped them. Look what they went through. Look how they suffered because they stood for what God had commanded them to do. And then later it says, the apostles, they departed, in verse 41, and they departed from the presence of the council. They had been beaten. And the next thing it says, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And then daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Now listen, that's genuine joy. They were rejoicing just to be found worthy to suffer shame for the name of Christ. See, and see, when you have the true love of Christ abiding on the inside, you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For you know it is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. So therefore, they weren't careful how they answered him. And he says, look, we rather obey God rather than men. And that's where we get to get to. The order to have this genuine faith, that we walk in the word, walk in the light, walk in what God has commanded us to do, we knowing that the joy of the Lord will be our strength. Now, listen, that's powerful. That's real. I mean, they beat them, and they were rejoicing that they were even beaten just to be able to talk about the Lord and to carry forth his name and to bring glory to him. It didn't say they stopped preaching and teaching. They kept on. And went house to house, they kept ministering the word of God. My Lord. And so that is saying a lot to us, that we ought to be able to tell others about Christ. We ought to be able to say that it was no more than God is good. You know God is good to me? You know that? And people will say, well, why are you saying, why are you rejoicing? Why are you there? That's an opportunity that we can spread the word for God. Do you know we're living in a day and time now? Hey, it's like this. I mean, third world countries, they have to hide and to be able to worship the Lord. Maybe they don't have they can't praise God openly like you and I can. But we're living in the time now. People don't want you to talk about Jesus Christ. They do not want you to put your finger on their sin based on the word of God. Don't care if it is in the word. They don't want you to do it. We see it. We see it in the news. I saw it this morning, no longer this morning, a restaurant that refused to serve this group because they were pro-life and they were standing for what the scripture says. We're living in the end times, people. And let me tell you what, you can't have circumstantial joy, temporary joy, fake joy. You're going to need the genuine joy of the Lord to be able to stand in such a time in which we live. So when we encounter challenges, a lot of times we tend to complain and we lose sight of our all-sufficient Savior. My God, you know, a lot of times we're going through things. Yes, it's real, it hurts and all, but yet we cannot afford to put all of our focus and attention on the problem because the problem will just weigh you down. But we need to concentrate on the solution, on the one that says, look into the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Look into him who is the author, and he is the finisher of our faith. That's where we need to look. So therefore, when we look to him, the heaviness and the burdens and the depression that sets in, the Lord is a deliverer. He's able to deliver and set us free. Isn't that the joy of the Lord is our strength? The Bible says he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Jesus. Is it easy? No. I will not tell you it's easy. It's not easy. But we have to fight the good fight of faith. In other words, we put on that whole armor of God, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Jesus never leaves us. He never forsakes us. No, he doesn't. And he is with us always, even unto the end of the world. So why does Paul say, rejoice in the Lord? And again, I remind you to rejoice. So we have something to do. We as Christians, we as disciples of Christ, we have a responsibility to keep our mind stayed on him, to be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. And to stay our faith built up on Christ, knowing the word of God. So God already gave us instruction. You put on the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to withstand against the fiery darts of the enemy, of the devil. Hallelujah. And we know that we have a great cloud of witnesses, the scripture says, that have gone ahead of us. If they made it, we can make it. So we must keep our hearts content with where God has us in life. Be content with what God has given us. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't strive to grow or to learn or to accomplish great things, but keeping a content heart is so important to keeping us in line with God's will, and therefore we are able to rejoice in him. Remembering who he is and what he has already done for you. David did that. David began to remember how God delivered him from the lion and the bear. So when God delivered, he was faithful then. He said, well, who is this uncircumcised giant that's daring to defy the army of the Lord? See, we need to just think back. You don't have to think too far. Look how good God has been. Look what he delivered you from. Look where you are now and compared to where you were. My God, there is reason to rejoice. See, the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He comes to destroy our faith, destroy our joy. But when you are seeking God, when you seek after him with a hungry heart, he'll give you that genuine joy that said it's shed abroad by God, by the Holy Spirit, on our hearts. Hallelujah. Therefore, you know you can make it. When you think about guarding your thoughts, you guard your mind, you guard your heart. In closing, I just want to say, yes, things are very real. Paul went through a lot of things. But in 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 8 through 10, he tells us, yes, we're troubled on every side. Seems like before you get out one thing, you're into something else. And you say, Lord, have mercy. Yet, we're not distressed. And then we're perplexed. That means we don't quite understand everything, maybe a little mixed up. But yet, we're not in despair. Hallelujah. There's always hope. And then we're persecuted. Some people are persecuted. But listen, we're not forsaken. Then some folks are cast down. But we are not destroyed. Hallelujah. God keeps us. We're always bearing about in our body the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're thinking about him even more than even addition to the times that we have Holy Communion. Think about his goodness. Think about his mercy. Even when you wake up in the morning, Lord, I thank you. You watched over me all night long, and you woke me up at the appointed time. Yes, I still have activities of my limbs. I still have my right mind. In other words, God, I thank you because of what you did for me, Jesus. Hallelujah, how you even allowed the angels to be dispatched to take care of me and watch over me. Hallelujah. So we always keep in mind in our forefront what Jesus has done because his life, he gave his life that we might have life. He was our substitute for sin. He paid the penalty, hallelujah, for our sins. So therefore, we have to continue to rejoice in the Lord. Genuine joy, hallelujah, that's everlasting joy. And then Paul said, listen, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But it's Christ that lives in me. It's Christ who gives me the strength. It's Christ that I rejoice in. Hallelujah. And then I'm able to rejoice. At times when as Paul was writing these letters to the various churches in prison and locked up and in chains and all that, but yet he knew where to put his trust. And the joy of the Lord is a strength. He understood that he could do all things through Christ who gives him strength. But he says, you know, nevertheless, you know, I live, but the Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live, I live in the flesh, I by faith, and the Son of God who loved me, and he gave himself for me. So this genuine joy, as the song used to sing, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice, genuine joy. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you tonight. Oh, God, we love you. We love you. We love you, God. We praise you, Father, for who you are. God, you are our very breath. You are our hope. You are our strength tonight. God, even tonight, you are that peace to us that surpasses all understanding. Father, we thank you for loving us so much. Father, that you've given us opportunity after opportunity to seek your face. And God, we thank you for this opportunity. God, that we are learning the word, that we hear your word. We understand that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, we are praying tonight and thanking you for your goodness to us. We're thanking you, Father, for our salvation. God, we are saved because you loved us. While we were yet sinners, God, you loved us with unconditional love tonight. Father, we praise you, Lord, for all that you are to us. We thank you for this hope that we have, that you allow to be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, for genuine joy. God, even God, we believe, God, that every person on this line tonight will receive that, will seek after you, God, that we have real joy, that joy, God, that the world could understand, the joy that through our valley experiences, we can still rejoice in you. And then again, God, we can rejoice, and we can still give your name the praise. We'll still give your name the glory. Hallelujah tonight. God, but your joy is in us. God, your joy is our strength. We're dependent upon the joy of the Lord, God. Hallelujah. We will bless you, O Father, at all times. And Father, that your praise will continuously be in our mouth. Now, Father, on this line, there are people that are going through, Father. You know the circumstances. You know their heartfelt circumstances that they're in going through, enduring, God. Help them, Father. Help every person that's under the sound of my voice. God, that they will find hope in you, that they will find that genuine joy that let them know that you can make it, that they can make it. Father, that joy, God, that gives them that peace. Hallelujah. Father, even in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of sadness, in the midst of trouble, God, in the midst of disappointment, Father, you will never leave them. You will never forsake us, God. So we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. Father, there's some on this line, God. Their bodies are racking with pain. They need healing tonight, Father. Speak a word. Send your word and heal tonight, God. We call it done. We call it so because by your stripes, you said we are healed. And by your stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. God, you said in your word, if there's any afflicted among us, let them pray. Let them pray till they pray through. But Father, you said, if there's any sick among them, let us call upon the elders of the church that they will begin to pray. And we're praying the prayer of faith, God. Hallelujah, God. We're praying by faith, and we're believing for healing. We're believing, God, for restoration. We're believing for deliverance tonight. And Father, as we pray this prayer of faith tonight, God, that we know that you will raise them up, that you will heal. It's you that heals, hallelujah. It's you that delivers. It's you that sets free. It's you that gives hope. It's you that restores joy. There's someone that needs a restoration of joy, a restoration of peace, God. Hallelujah, God, for we know you are a restorer. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. And God, if there's any on this line that's not saved, let them yield their hearts to you, Father. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you save me. Set me free. Come into my heart. I believe that Jesus is Lord and Master. I take him as my Savior in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said that God is able. You are saved by the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that calls upon the name of the Lord, the scripture says, shall be saved. And then, God, there's people on this line that maybe need to repent. Oh, my God. You said, God, hallelujah. If we sin, God, we have an advocate with God the Father. So, Father, we thank you, Jesus, that you are our intercessor, Lord. And we ask forgiveness tonight. We ask for strength tonight. Hallelujah, that we can go up this King's Highway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give us that strength. Give us that real joy, that genuine joy that surpasses all understanding, that joy that helps us to be able to stand. And when all else fails, that we will continue to stand on your word. In the name of Jesus, comfort those that have lost loved ones, the Brown family. Strengthen them, God. Strengthen them. Encourage their hearts, Father. Father, there's just so much going on that people have lost their loved ones. And, oh, my God, you know where they are. You know everyone name by name. Strengthen, God. Oh, God, touch and reveal yourself to them, Lord, that they know that they have hope. Hallelujah, that we have hope tonight because of your Son, Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord. Father God, we pray that, God, that you would touch Deaconess Shirley Cooper and Deacon Cooper, Lord. Touch their bodies, healing for them, Father. We believe in you. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Touch our Father, the church. Hallelujah. Deacon Brown, Walter Brown, strengthen him. Strengthen, God. You know him, Lord. God, he knows you. Sister Mary Brown, strengthen her, God. In the name of Jesus. Brother Douglas Brown, Father, you already know us. Hallelujah. We're interceding on their behalf. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Sister Betty Ann Davis, strength. Hallelujah. Continued strength and healing for Sister Margaret Royal. Continued strength and healing for Sister Stace Avery Brown. God deliver, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, people that have sickness in their homes, God, in the name of Jesus, remember them. Bless God, our mother of the church, God, Mother Dolores Liggins, strengthen her, God. Hallelujah. Strengthen her faith. Hallelujah. Encourage her, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless all those that take care of her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, every member of our church, reach out. Reach out and touch them, God, and strengthen them. Strengthen their faith, God. Oh, my God, we ask that you bless every officer, every minister, every lay person. Father, in the name of Jesus, all our ministers and pastors, strengthen not only our church, for all those churches, God, that love you, that need you, God. We can't make it without you, Lord. We need you each and every day. And, God, that we'll continue to grow stronger in you. Hallelujah, that we'll be strong in you and in the power of your might. Hallelujah. We're believing you, God. Hallelujah. We're asking for continued strength and help along the way. Hallelujah. Remember our children as they're going to school, God, on the school bus, in the schoolroom. God, you're able. Keep your loving arms around them. God, those children that are going through sickness, Lord, and viruses, Lord, measles, God. My God. Oh, my God. Remember them, Father. Allow your healing virtue to flow, God, in the name of Jesus. With those on this line that are agreeing in this prayer, God, that you will continue to bless them, continue to that they be built up and strengthened in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We believe you. We count it done, God, that you're real, Father, and we are looking unto you. Yes, you're that author. You are the finisher of our faith. We thank you because we've come this far by faith, leaning and depending upon you, God. Those that need jobs, there's some that need jobs tonight. God, you have the right job for them. Father, open doors that have been closed in their face. Oh, my God, open them up, God. God, just let your favor prevail tonight. Hallelujah. People that need homes and, Father, they need food and all the necessary things that you promise to supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And for that, God, we praise you and we bless you. We acknowledge you, God, in all our ways, knowing that you will continually direct our path. So, God, of these all these prayers and blessings that we're asking it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And with that, we give your name praise. Amen, amen. Everybody that you have been unmuted tonight, come on, let's give God a praise. We all must praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, amen, amen. Genuine joy. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So our time has really has gone, but I just want to say to you all, be encouraged and continue to walk in your faith. Continue to be victorious in your faith, knowing who you are in God. Continue on that you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. Keep your head up. Don't ever look down. Look to the hills from which cometh your help, all of your help. It comes from the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Yes to your will and yes to his glory. Hallelujah. The praises of the Lord continually to grow in that. Go in the strength of the Lord. Build yourself up continually every single day. And for that, I'm going to say we love you. Pastor loves you. And we pray that you will continue to be blessed. Have a blessed and prosperous evening, and we'll look forward to seeing you hopefully on Sunday. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Now this is okay.